It also seems that the making of crop circles is really purposeful. You know, these are not just random little old doodles that happen in the crops. They're very specific designs. They're beautifully designed.
Welcome, enlightened viewers, to Science and Spirituality for the second and final part of our interview with Barbara Lamb on the intriguing topic of crop circles. Ms. Lamb is a much sought-after speaker on crop circles, extraterrestrials, and UFOs. In 2001, she co-authored Crop Circles Revealed, a book that comprehensively investigates these beautiful creations. Ms. Lamb is also the former Executive Vice President of the Association for Past Life Research and Therapies and was a board member and presenter for the Center for Crop Circle Studies in Los Angeles, California, USA.
We have to admit that it's still a mystery. As much as some of us have been investigating this for 20 years, I have 21 years, really, visiting the crop circles every summer. And still, we don't really know who or what is making the crop circles. But I think there is a general consensus of opinion from those of us who really are involved with this that the crop circles are made by some very intelligent, creative source. But it really seems, in many ways, as if that source of crop circle making is coming from somewhere else. It's not coming from the earth, as far as we can tell. It might be coming from spiritual beings who are not even physical, and yet they can manage to have our physical crops affected. It might be extraterrestrial beings who do have bodies. It might be extraterrestrial beings who are interdimensional. It might not even be specific to that extent in terms of individual beings. Maybe it's just more of a collected intelligence. There are many of us that feel that the whole universe, and in fact many universes, parallel universes, are full of intelligence. That's difficult to describe, difficult to prove, but that intelligence out there is coming to us and making these beautiful crop circles.
Ms. Lamb says that crop circles perhaps appeared on Earth as early as the 15th century. The crop circle designs prior to the 1980s were less complex. It was only after this point that they started becoming more and more geometrically intricate and sophisticated.
Crop circles started to be noticed really in a minor way in the 1970s. There'd be a simple circle found in a farmer's field, just one simple circle, but beautifully laid down. That was happening in Australia in the 1970s. Some of those were thought of to be UFO landing sites. Then during the 1980s, the pattern started becoming a little bit more elaborate, like the pattern of five on a dice for surrounding circles, evenly placed, evenly sized. And then sometimes later on in the 1980s, there might be four or five of those five patterns put together in a larger formation. We don't know how far they go back, but we do know that current present-day farmers will report sometimes that their grandfather, for instance, in the earlier 1900s, would occasionally come across a mysteriously laid down circle in his field. We do have some written reports of circles like that, which we eventually came to call crop circles, laid down in the 1800s. And even in the 1600s, there was a printed report of a mysterious circle laid down. We really don't know how far back, but at least the 1600s, 1500s, 1400s. In those days, these circles were very simple. Mm-hmm. And as the centuries and decades have continued, the patterns seem to become more elaborate every year, more complex, until 2010, the most recent season. Some of them looked very three-dimensional, though these patterns were done on a flat field when photographed from the air. These patterns look like they're really standing up in a three-dimensional way, and yet they're really just done on a flat field. Mm-hmm. The artistry in the making of these crop circles just keeps increasing. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Crop circle researchers have observed that genuine crop circles tend to appear near sacred sites. We asked Barbara Lamb for her perspective on why this occurs.
Many countries have sacred sites, and certainly England is a great example of that. Stonehenge and Avebury has two big circles full of megalithic, huge stones from thousands of years ago. And Silbury Hill is another one. Crop circles tend to happen near those, and also near what they call castles or hill forts. There are theories about the land, Gaia, Mother Earth, and that Mother Earth is very precious, and many people feel that the Earth is a conscious being, and that the sacred sites, particularly when they involve large amounts of stone that has been worked, carved, erected, and so forth, that those sacred sites are built on energy points. The human body, as we know from the Asian cultures, has a meridian, an energy line or meridian system running through it, through all parts of the body. And a healthy person has that energy running freely and wonderfully. The Earth is the same way in the sense that there are these energy lines running through the Earth. The ancient people were so tuned into the land. They were very tuned into where there were lines of energy in the earth and where there weren't. So where energy lines were, these people really noticed that and felt that special. And when energy lines would come together or cross each other, they considered that a very special area, an energy point. And that's where they tended to build their large stone structures. So the crop circles are attracted to those stone structures, maybe not because of the stone itself, but because they are marking the areas of the earth where the energy lines are more intense.
Many believe that the crop circle patterns contain a wealth of encoded information, and note that the aesthetically pleasing designs are rooted in mathematical theorems found in Euclidean and sacred geometry. Sacred geometry is nature's powerful mathematical language that reflects the numerical harmonics and proportions found in music, organisms, and the layout of the galaxy. In some past civilizations, such as ancient Egypt, sacred geometry was used to express the perfection of the universal order and incorporated into the designs of temples and pyramids.
They are geometrically astonishing. They're perfect in their proportions. They seem to follow universal laws of proportion, like the golden mean proportion and fractal geometry, which is highly sophisticated and seems to be very much part of nature, like the way that a fern little bud will unfold. It unfolds in a fractal pattern, a golden mean pattern. We see this in the nautilus shells and many different areas of nature. But it seems like the understanding about that, these beautiful proportions and geometries and mathematics, are understood by other intelligences too, not just human. So it seems like each pattern that's laid down is for a purpose. And we don't necessarily know how to interpret the purposes. Some of them we do. Some of them are spiritual symbols like the Kabbalah, Tree of Life mm-hmm. symbol, or the menorah, or dolphins beautifully swimming in relation to each other, or beautiful star patterns, or moon patterns, or astronomical patterns. The solar system mm-hmm. has been detected in a few crop circles, many symbols, some of which are very spiritual symbols. The squaring of the circle, which represents the square being Earth and the circle being heaven or infinity. Even the infinity symbol has appeared as a crop circle. So some of them really have meaning for us. An astonishing one in 2008 was a pi symbol. Some of them get into really wonderful theories of mathematics and geometry.
We asked Barbara Lamb for her thoughts on what, at the most fundamental level, those responsible for crop circles are trying to communicate to humanity.
I think the most basic message is, wake up people. Wake up and realize that you are not alone. There is so much else going on in reality. There's so much intelligence in so many different forms that maybe you haven't really considered yet. A wake-up call, we could call it, trying to get our attention, get us to expand our whole notion of reality, get us to think that there is other intelligence elsewhere, to realize that we are part of a huge reality that most of us don't pay attention to as we're scurrying about our daily lives. But there's so much more. And I think that other intelligence elsewhere is helping to prepare us for eventually, maybe fairly soon, that we are not even alone in terms of other life forms mm-hmm. in the universe. If we're awake and we're aware about them and we're open and receptive to these other life forms, that's going to help us, and that's going to help these other life intelligences if we're open and receptive, because it seems like we're moving more and more toward an intermingling in some way between us and other beings, other intelligences, some in the physical form, some interdimensional, some other dimensional. We could call them extraterrestrials. And so many people, millions of people worldwide, are having encounters, actually, face-to-face encounters with some of these other beings who come here. These beings seem to be very wise, and they certainly have amazing technology to even get here in the first place. And we see their crafts, and there are millions of sightings of UFOs, for instance. People keep taking pictures and having these sightings and taking videos of them. There's no doubt, absolutely no doubt in my mind, that we are being visited very frequently by beings from elsewhere. I think it's a magnificent thing that humanity is being awakened to the fact that we're not alone and that other intelligence does exist. And other intelligence comes here in various ways, like the crop circles, like the extraterrestrial visits, and is intermingling in that sense with humanity. I think that it is for preparing us to be part of a galactic or intergalactic civilization mm-hmm. that does exist. It's just that we haven't known about it.
Barbara Lamb, thank you for taking time from your busy schedule to speak with us about the splendid crop circles that appear on Earth, and we wish you continued success in your research in this area. May the marvelous crop circle phenomena lead humanity to be more conscientious in our treatment of Mother Earth and conscious about our place in the cosmos. For more details on Barbara Lamb, please visit www.barbaralammft.com. Crop Circles Revealed and other books by Ms. Lamb are available at www.amazon.com. Friendly viewers, we were blessed to have your company today on Science and Spirituality. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News. Let the light of heaven forever touch us all.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/SS.